הגוד מוירה בויסאי. אה!
אה!
Live in Ishmael's Imi Miros Rizbos Mordechai. Live from the hotel in Illinois. Hayoim Shnei Yomim Ba'omer or La'omer. Join us in doing this series, La'omer. Many people have written in over the years that this is the first time in their life that they ever finished, or this is the second time, whatever it is. So it's a great idea to start as long as you didn't miss yesterday. Rabbi Yisai, we're Chalamoid Pesach. And here's Yochanan Itzkowitz and Levi Friedman, the famous Levi Friedman who was in Shir every day in Ramah B'Chemesh. Yochanan Itzkowitz, the famous Yochanan Itzkowitz, baking matzah Erev Pesach at Rabbi Twersky Shul in Flatbush. This one, I don't know that we need to show the whole thing, but it says, thank you very much. This is by Daniel Kahan. Thank you very much for your tremendous Sirat Nefesh and completing the two shiurim one day for us in our Yisrael. It's really very much appreciated. It was very moving how you became emotional at the end. So yes, I apologize. I don't know what the pshat is exactly. Maybe I was exhausted. It was a combination of exhaustion and just happy that it happened. We were able to do it. I started a little over a year ago with Nazar, and I remember how you became emotional then too as you were completing the shiur from hotel room.
So thank you, Hashem.
Right before going to the airport. Made a big impact on me. I have no idea what he's talking about. Maybe we can find that video. And made a big impact on me now. Thank you for also sharing with us the last part of the daf regarding the laws of Omer, which was a tremendous kiss from Hashem. I also had a kiss from Hashem at the beginning of the daf, and you mentioned the situation of Hegdish regarding Behemoth Tmeya. Kitzer, he goes on and on. He wrote a sefer called Kabbalah of Time. And against Shtikl Torah, we are not going to read it now. Rabbi Yisai, the Mesechta, sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages, the Parnas HaChodesh L'Nishmas Zecharia Ben Moshe L'Nishmas Chayo Bas Yosef, Parnas HaChodesh Aaron Freeman, it should be a schus to rebellion for the continued Siyad HaShemai and teaching Torah to Klai Yisrael. Main Paras Achodesh Yosef Ben Chai is sorrowful. The schusim that come from supporting Glimud HaTorah. Paras Achodesh Binyamin Rosenfeld for Hatzlach in business and all my endeavors. And the art of the month anonymous to the schus for an easy childbirth for his daughter and a healthy baby. Rabbi, you're not going to believe it. Today is Daf Nun Zay. Sheva Shabosois Tisperu Zayin Sheva Shabosois Chamishim Yoim. 50 days. It's Daf 57. We are actually holding three lines into the Daf. Daf Nun Zayin and Aleph on top. Omar Rova Omar Rav Chaso. Rav Chaso also reminds me of the best murrer out there called Chaso. Romaine lettuce. Boy Rav Ami. Oy no, ein lohem, bitu mekach yishlem, oy ein lohem. So, we gotta go this way. The Mishnah discusses these four items. You have slaves, hegdish, karka, and shtaris. When you have those four items, any one of those four items, there's no enough. You cannot overcharge by a sixth, undercharge by a sixth. So the question is, what if a person overcharges more than a sixth? Do we do something called a bitul mekach? Bitul mekach is more like mekach toes. There was a mistake here. Yes, you didn't intend, perhaps, to create this mistake, but it's a mistake, nevertheless. And maybe we can cancel the entire mekach, the entire, what do we call it, Shlomo?
Transfer.
Transaction. The entire transaction should be canceled because it's a mekach tos. Is there a no? We know there's no no. But is there a bitul mekach? Interesting, Shiloh, somebody in our Yisrael stayed in one of these daily simmers. It's like you rent it by the day. So the guy stayed there for 2 months. At the end of the 2 months, He goes to the owner and he says, look, I'm here for such a long time. Can I have 2 free days? This guy thinks about it. He says, okay, I'll give you 2 free days. He ended up staying 6 extra days. So the owner tells him, I gave you 2 free days, but I didn't realize that you're going to go 6 days. I thought it's only 2 days. So what's the halacha? So somebody wanted to bring a raya from here, from the idea of Aina, that if you take a certain amount extra, you take a 6 extra, so you have to give back the amount. But if you do more than a 6, like in our case over here, perhaps it's a bitul mekach. Once you go above and beyond, then the whole transaction is canceled. So perhaps the whole transaction is canceled with this guy's tzimmer. So they said no. The opposite. Why is he giving him 2 free days? He's giving him 2 free days because he stayed there for such a long time. So those 2 days he gets. The fact that he stayed longer, he's going to pay for those extra days. He'll pay for the extra 4 days. He said there's no connection to this sugi. Amar Rav Nachman. Hod Amar Rav Chasso. So Rav Chasso thought about it a little bit. Poshet Rebbe Ami. Oyna Ein Lohem. Bitul Mekach Yesh Lohem. These 4 items, all 4, let's see what we do here. So just to show you, give you a little hagdama. According to Rav Chasso, there is bitul mekach on all 4 of the items. Slaves, karka, shtar, and hekdesh. Okay. But you know, not bitul mekach yesh, how much? How much is there in a bitul mekach? So Rashi says over here, bitul mekach, more than a shtos. And I believe Tosfos is the one that says that it has to be double. I mentioned it the other day with the chinuch. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina Omar, hakdeishos. Rabbi Yirmiyo Omar, akarkois. This is very important. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoina says that there's a bitul mekach when it comes to hegdish, only hegdish. Out of the 4 items, hegdish. And Rabbi Yirmiyo says on karka is a bitul mekach. A maisa shahoya, 2 people came to the parvet shirov. They're fighting over a grave. 2 relatives are fighting over a grave. So the Parvat Shirov said, I'll make a pshara here. Whoever dies first gets it. So they said, no, you know what? We don't want it. Both of them didn't want it. They made a bitul mekach. They were done. It was like almost like a curse. If you want it so badly, you'll get it first. No. Moichel. So says the Gemara, they both said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan one thing. Either it's hegdish or either it's a bitul mekach on karka. Oina ein lehem, bitul mekach yesh lehem. So says the Gemara, Mado Amar Hegdeshois. Rabbi Yoina, who says that by Hegdesh there's a bitul mekach, you cancel the whole transaction. Kolshkin akarkois. What's pshat? Certainly with when it comes to real estate. So Rashi explains here that there's a concept called there's no mistake when it comes to Hegdesh. Yeah, we're talking about a gizbar who's in charge of the hegdash. But there's a concept, there's no mistakes when it comes to Hashem. And if you're going to say that even though there's no mistakes, there's a cancellation when it comes to overcharging by hegdash. So certainly when it comes to real estate, when it's two human beings. Mando Amar Karkois. But the Mando Amar who says there's a cancellation when it comes to real estate, I'm like, they should slow. Kiddush rule. Manoah says it's only by karka, but by hegdish there's no cancellation. Domar Shmuel, like Shmuel says, hegdish shava monash echilele al shava pruto mechulo. If you cheat hegdish, you take something that's worth 100 and you transfer it into something that's worth 1, it works. In other words, there's no bitul mekach by hegdish, only on karka. Okay? Yeah? You with me? to 9 also. Going too slow, right? It's not 1.5 speed. 2 speed. Amit Bey is also 2 speed? Really? Wow. I don't recall who it was. Somebody just recently, a few days ago, told me. I used to listen to you in 1.5 speed, but now I said, look, what do I gain? I think it was Mati Belsky, actually. I used to listen to you in 1.5 speed. And now I thought about it. You know what? I don't gain that much. A couple of minutes. Let me understand it better. Who goes regular speed? Try it out. Depends how much ADD, etc. Not also. Yemhoye Kodesh Balmum. Yotzel L'chul. Rabbi say, Givaldik Halachas. We know that it's usher to do tamura, right? I don't think we have to show the video again. We'll show it anyway. Why not? Without sound. I don't like the sound. Here. So typically speaking, it's usher to transfer the Gedusha from one animal that you set aside as a carbon to a second animal that's set aside as a carbon. However, if the first animal has a mom, fellow mom, let's say its ear ripped, so you can't bring it as a carbon. So now you're supposed to take the Gedusha from that animal that has a blemish and put it into something else. What if that something else actually is worth less than the first one? Two is worth less than one. What do you do? So says over here in the Mishnah, Haya Kodesh Balmum, and you redeemed it with an animal that's worth less. Yatzel Lechula, the first animal one goes out and it's just a regular animal. Behemah number two becomes Kodesh. But Tzarech Lasis Leidamim, and you must add the difference. Omer B'Yechanan. So now we have a machlokes. Yotzel lechulin var toira, says Rabbi Yochanan, midoraisa, it becomes just a regular animal. V'tzorach lasis leidamim midoraim. The only reason you have to add the difference, there's no way not in hegdish, so why do you have to add the difference? You don't. Midoraisa. Midorabbanan, we add the difference. There's no toast. Hashem doesn't make a mistake. There's no way not. So Chacham said, add the difference. So Rashi explains that there's actually machlokes here. Let me see if I can get to it. Oh. It says, Rashi, b'erech ha-koyin oiso bein toy uvein ro. Kerkecho ha-koyin ken ye. It says the word kerkecho a few times. So the question is kerkecho, at its value, do you learn it that it has to be the exact value, or any value that you decide? It's the question, how do you learn the word karakacha? Rish Lakish holds that has to be the exact value, and if you cannot use an animal that's worth less, because it's not karakacha, it's not the value. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, says, karakacha, anything that you evaluate it as, that works, midareis. Ask the Gemara b'mayis kino, what are we talking about? Ilim b'chdei or no? If you're talking about it's exactly a sixth difference, b'halem Rish Lakish tzarech lasis leidamim d'var Torah, is Rish Lakish going to argue on our Mishnah that you have to make up the difference? And it says in the Mishnah, elu dvar m'she'in lem o'ino. It says m'furish in our Mishnah, there's no o'ino, akar kois v'avodim v'ashlois v'ha'egdei shois. There's no o'ino on hegdish. So why would he say that m'derayis, you have to make it up? There's o'ino. Elo bitul mekach. So we're talking about that's not exactly a sixth, it's more than a sixth. Well, Rabbi Yochanan and Tzarech Lasis Leidamim in the Rebbe, so Rabbi Yochanan is going to say in that case that you don't have to make it up in the Deraisa. But I'm Rabbi Yoino. Oh, so now we can go back to Rabbi Yoino. Let's take a look at the chart here. What does Rabbi Yoino say? That's funny, showing the wrong thing. Oh, Rabbi Yoino says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that there is a bitul mekach when it's more than a sixth, you cancel two things. We said hegdish and certainly karka. But hegdish, he says you cancel hegdish. Rabbi Yirmi argues and says no, there's no cancellation on hegdish. Cancellation is on real estate. But according to Rabbi Yonah, there's a cancellation on Hegdesh when there's more than a sixth difference. Who does he say it in the name of? In the name of, even says on the chart, in parentheses, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't have to make it up? Only Midirabara. They both said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, one pshat, a number of pshatim here. We're talking about that the difference between the market price and what you gave Hekdesh is more than a sixth. We have to do something we don't like to do. We have to change the names around. It's not Rabbi Yochanan who said that it's the Rabbanon they have to make up the difference. It's actually Rish Lakish who says the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan is going to fit with Rabbi Yochanan that Midrash say you do have to make up the difference. But my Kamifli, and what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? Kiddush Shmuel. In Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Hegdish, Shavah Manish, Chulah, Shavah Prutim, Mechulal. Yeah, we had it before that the Hegdish that you. Yeah, is it the same exact words? Let me just make sure. Yeah. Hegdesh shavah manish chilah shavah pruta. If you take something that's worth hegdesh, that's worth a 100, and you redeem it, you put the kedusha into something that's worth 1, not 100. Mechulah works. Mar is le the shmuel. Mar les le the shmuel. So Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is gonna say that. We don't hold of Shmuel. It doesn't work. There is a no when it comes to Hegdish. That's one shot. By the way, I'm at the base. Oof. It's going to fly. Half of them days should take about 2.5 minutes. Well, to read it might take longer, but to understand it. Another pshat. The kuli alma is to the Shmuel. Everybody agrees with Shmuel that what that if you transfer kedusha from something that's worth 100 and you put it into something that's worth 1, it works. The question is, can you do it in the first place? Can you do it lechatchila? Umar sava lechatchila you can't. Umar sava afil lechatchila you could. Transfer the Kedusha from 100 to 1 when it comes to Hekdesh, and it works like Hathilah. Why? Because if we go back to that pasuk where it says Erkecha, it means even a crazy amount from 100 to 1, it works. You just evaluate it, that's it. Now, Rashi sticks in here, very interesting. Check it out. Where did I see it here? Rashi says, but la'achar zman, oh, four lines from the bottom. Dibra maskil umar sovar afilu chatchila. Umi la'achar zman yishalim, says Rashi. But you should pay back the hekdesh, that difference of 99. Even though it works, you should pay back. Yibay seima, another pshah, loylam, chdeyna. Again, so we had a problem because Rabbi Yochanan on the one hand says, in the name of Rabbi Yonah, that there is something called the Bitul Mekach, the entire transaction becomes batal when it comes to Hegdesh, when it's more than a Shtos. On the other hand, he says not. So we try to say maybe it's not Rabbi Yonah, we have to flip Rabbi Yonah Shlokish. We're not talking about more than a Shtos. The question was, if it was a Shtos, it says Mefurish in our Mishnah that there is no Einah when it comes to Hegdesh, if it's exactly a Shtos. So then we said it's more than a shtos. But more than a shtos, Rabbi Yonah says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, there is a problem. So now we're going back. It's exactly a shtos. And don't flip Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish because that's very difficult. Oh, but then what's the big problem? The problem is if there is a problem of Einah, you ripped off Hegdesh exactly as sixth. The Mishnah says it's not a problem. No. You didn't understand the Mishnah. What the Mishnah said is there's no Einah, meaning there's no sixth. According to this Rav Chisda, there's no sixth. Even if it's a minute amount, it's Hekdesh, cancel the whole transaction. That's the pshat. There's no enough. Not that you ignore it, the fuck cared. When it comes to private citizen, you can rip him off up until the sixth. When it comes to Hekdesh, there's no ripping off at all. Hekdesh is not in the whole halacha of Einah. Now, attorney is not in Zainam in these. It's so sensitive, Hekdesh, according to Rav Chisda, that even less than Einah, you have to give it back. We just turned to Nunzan on the base, sponsored by Kidnovations LLC, in honor of my uncle, Rebbe Chonon Pressman, and as a schus for Akiva Simcha Ben Feigo. I'm sitting here with one person, Rebbe Shlomo Lazarin, who is Akiva Simcha Ben Feigo's boss, and treats him like a son, and that's why this is the third year in a row he already has a chazaka, that he is our guest for Pesach with Zom Shbacha. Shlomo is there all the way from Los Angeles. Good times there, no? Yeah. It's Kedai to come. Yeah. Official mitzvah motivators in honor of the Lehman's sponsoring Sfarim for the daily Ner Talmud learning. By the Gwersman brothers for the Yartzes of our grandfathers, Chavar Moshe ben Yerchmila Shalom, and Rav Eliezer Moshe ben Reb Shema Zetzal. Meitzvah. Ribbis Voinola, right? There's an Isser to take interest from a private citizen, and is it iser to take more than a sixth of the market value? Lehadid, private people. Vein ribis vaynah lehagdish. There's no ribis and aynah to hagdish. Oh, so it's the kasha. We just had a court to Rav Chisda. Not only is there aynah when it comes to hagdish, but even a very small amount there's aynah to hagdish. And it says mefurish in the brisa, ain. Ribis va'ayna lehekdesh. There is no ayna. Says the Gemara mi'alima mi'vastisin. We just had that question on the Mishnah, and we explained the Mishnah. The kimna b'tayras ayna. There is no, what does it mean there's no ayna? Not that you don't have to give it back. There is no concept of a sixth. It's even a hundredth. You have to give back to the Beis HaMikdash. But I'm a ribbis within a no, the head yoid, and ribbis within a no, like that halacha, the din of a no, doesn't apply to Hegdish. Yachi, if so, I know the Tony Seif is a Chamer Behadim in Hegdish. It says in the Seifa, this is the difference between a private citizen and Hegdish. Fakert, you're telling me that a private citizen gets to cheat up to a sixth, and by Hegdish you can't. So what's more chomer? Hegdish is more chomer. Hegdish is more severe. You cannot cheat it at all. So what are you telling me? This is one of the ideas. This is a concept of where a private citizen is more severe than Hegdish. The exact opposite. Hegdish is more severe. You can't rip him off at all. Says Gemara, Aribis. What I meant to say is that by a private citizen, you cannot take any interest. But by Hegdish, you could. So, I have something that Hegdish, that a private citizen is more severe than Hegdish. Again, when it comes to Ribbis, when it comes to Ino, you're right. Hegdish is more severe. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Say in the Brayis, so look, I have something that's more severe by a private citizen. You cannot take any interest at all. By Hegdish, you could. But I have something that's more severe by Hegdish, that there's every small amount you have to return to Hegdish, but by a private citizen, it's only a sixth. Why don't you tell me both sides? Says Gemara, I can't tell you both sides. Why? There's only one case in the world that a private citizen is more severe than Hegdish, and that is when it comes to interest. When it comes to interest, you cannot take from any private people interest, but you could take from Hegdish, and we can explain what that means soon. You're going to tell me, oh, and here's a case where Hegdish is more severe than private, that even a small amount is enough. Wait a minute, there's a lot more things that Hegdish is more severe than a private citizen. Many, many things, not just this one. So maybe you can't say it like that. Now, we're just going to do this small sugi over here, which is actually a simple one as well, and then we're going to get freebies. Ribis the Hegdesh, what does it mean that you're allowed to take interest from Hegdash, from the Beis Hamikdash. Let's say that the guy in charge of the Hegdash, he lent 100 for a return of 120, literal interest. Once the Gizbor, the guy in charge, lends the money, he took cash from the Beis Hamikdash and he gave it to a private citizen. That's Mila. It's also to do so. And by him doing so, he took something out of the Beis Hamikdash and now it became private money. He owes the Beis Hamikdash 100 plus 25%, right? Because when you take from Hegdash, you have to bring a carbon and you have to add 25%. But if you keep it from Malak Gizbor, you have somebody to hold on, Babalu had the head of it. It just became his money, the Gizbor's money. So then it's the Gizbor taking interest. A private citizen can't take interest. What happened was, he's a dealer of fine flour, and he said, okay, I'm going to give the Beis HaMikdash, you give me money in advance, and I'm going to provide the Beis HaMikdash for every seller, I'm going to give 4 bags. I think we actually have. Oh, you know what I did? I missed these charts. Yosef, if you're listening, this chart right over here, which I'm showing, we gotta put it in. Ask Yoshi where to put it in, please. I forgot to show it because I threw in my chart and I'm mixing it up. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Chil Hegdash al Chulin." Rabbi Yochanan says, "It's a Chulin Tzarich Lasis Dom and the Raisa." Rabbi Shlomo says, "Raisa," and the problem is Rabbi Yochanan. So we do a switcheroo. Oh, this would explain the sugi beautifully. So when I say that Rabbi Yochanan, that's not always good to do, but in this time, this we're going to do, we're going to switch Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Shlokesh. Here, Rabbi Yochanan lines up with Rabbi Aino. If Chizda says, Yesh Aino the Karka, even less than a sixth. Rabbi Shlokesh says, Yosef Lechon, the Reis, the Vesuch, the Asa, the Domim, the Reim. Oh. This is the thing we just learned. The Reisha, Ribbis, we know the Hedion, and Ribbis, we know the Hegdash. Mamish forgot all these charts. Crazy. Oh, so how do you explain the Seifa, Zechayim, and Hedion, and Hegdash? And this is where we're holding. So, I'm going to give the Beis Hamikdash 4 sacks of flour, fine flour, for 1 sela. And then the price went up to 3 sacks for a seller. You could only get 3 sacks of flour for 1 seller. It means the price went up. It's more expensive. You get less for your money. That means it's more expensive. So the halacha is, maybe I would think, not maybe, the halacha is that Hegdash, the Beis HaMikdash, gets the 4 sacks, gets the extra sack of flour, and that for a private citizen, that would be also that's ridiculous. Like we said, if he accepted upon himself to give 4 and it went up to 3, like this, so there's a little bit of a ribbis problem. But because it's Hegdash, misapik marba, he has to give 4. Mishalish from the marba. Now here's the opposite. I'll give you for expensive, and it went down in price from the marba. Misavim marba, the kitzer shiyad hegdash al yoyno. Beis Hamikdash always wins. So that's one shot. How do you avoid ribbis when it comes to hegdash? Where do you have a case where hegdash doesn't care about ribbis? When somebody tries to provide flour to the Beis Hamikdash, you know you need flour for the menachas, for the lechem aponim. You need flour to the Beis Hamikdash. So, I'm providing you for less, and then the price went up. You have to give the cheaper price. That's ribbis typically, and then the basic English doesn't work. Another pshat. Givaldik. It goes like this. Let's say the Beis HaMikdash buys a cow. They take cash out of the shofar, whatever they did, the lishka. They take cash. And they purchase a cow. What happens? There's gdusha in the money. And when they give that money to the owner of the cow, so the cow becomes kadosh through the money, the transfer. The kedusha of the money goes into the cow. The guy that's selling the cow gets cash that's clean, not kadosh, it's chulin. And the cow becomes kadosh through the money. So think about it. If based on Mikdash is building, they're doing a renovation, they're doing an extension. They buy lumber. They pay cash for the lumber. They give the cash to the lumber yard. The cash is kadosh. What happens to the lumber? It becomes kadosh. Comes the carpenter and starts working with the lumber, and he takes a saw and cuts it. He ruins a little bit. He's over on Me'ila. He just took something from the Beis HaMikdash and made it worth less. So it's a big problem. So what do you do? The only way you could do renovations in the Beis HaMikdash or building the Beis HaMikdash is by purchasing lumber and stones without paying for it. Because once you pay for it, the lumber becomes kaddish. So you want to work on the lumber before it has any kedusha. So you tell the lumber yard, give me the stuff on credit. We'll pay you later. We're the Beis HaMikdash, you can trust us. So we're talking about the stones that have no kedusha. Comes the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash and lends out these stones. He says, I'll give you 3 stones on condition you pay me back 4. In that case, there's no interest, there's no ribbis in the Beis HaMikdash. When you build for the Beis HaMikdash, you make sure that all the material doesn't have any Kedusha. It's Choyl. Only afterwards, you insert the Kedusha into it. And here comes the easy sugya. How do you know that there's no double payment when you steal Karka, Vadim, Hegdish stories. Anonymity, the Torah Rabbonot, a cold var pesha. So here's the puzzle. First, 2 psukim beforehand, pasuk vav, it says imi motzi haganov yishalim shnoyim, and then it says a cold var pesha al shor al chamor al se al salmo al kol avido. So we go like this. A kol dvar pesha, al kol. Anytime you steal any item in the world, in red, and look at the bottom, it says, al kol aveda on anything that's lost, this person swore falsely. But in the middle, in purple, it says, al shor al chamor al sel, salmo, those are very, very unique items, the specific items. So we have a generalization, specification, generalization. A kol dvar pesha is a klal, it's a generalization. Al Shor is very specific, only if he swore on an ox or on a donkey. We're going to have this sugya 3 times in a row, so we can go really, really quick, and it's very, very simple. That's a generalization. Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Sel, Al Prat. Al Kol Avida Shiyumach, Chozer Bekol. So we have a klal, prat, uklal. Iyat Tadon El Kena Prat. Why does the Torah give a generalization, specification, generalization? To say that the generalization has to be similar to the specification. Now, what ma prat mefurush dover metal to be gufing mamain? Just like the prat is, it's an ox, it's a donkey. You could carry it, you could bring it from place to place, but it's worth it. It has inherent value. They say it as a joke. They say about certain rebbes, they come to different cities. The dover metal, you bring them around from it there, but the gufing mamain, they're worth a lot of money. People see them. If the Rebbe sleeps in your house, you get $100,000 for the Hasidus. And the certain Hasidus is $500,000. So it's davar metaltel. You take it from here to there. The gufay mamay. Yatzik arkoish she'ena metaltelin. The Sefer Rebbe came to Chicago years ago. I think it was 12 years ago. First, they have committees that come 3 months in advance. He's going to stay over here, and if he stays by you, you're going to have to pay X amount of money. And they had bleachers coming in. They had a portable mikvah, because if he stayed by my uncle, the owner, the guy that runs this, the person that runs the hotel here, David Friedman, she stayed in his house. They built a mikvah in the garage. They have this portable thing. They put it up in 1 day, pop, fill it up with water, make sure that, don't ask. Anyway, maybe it was ice. Who knows what they used there, for real quick. But it's a very, very official. They come, these chassidim, who's going to sing what, where's going to be, who, which chazan, 3 days, They have a whole, it goes really, they raise a lot of money. Oh. So Mela, karka is not something that moves. It's not movable. Poof. So there's no kefal in karka. And slaves, shukshul karkois. There's a hekesh that compares slaves to karka. So there's nothing. By the way, I saw actually the Achranim discuss, what about employees? Is there a no on employees? Let's say you rip a guy off. The minimum wage today, how much is the minimum wage in California? $20 in California. Let's say you give him $10 an hour. Find the guy that doesn't know what the minimum wage is. Are you over on Eno? So they say, no, he's similar to Neved. He's working for you, he's like a slave, and a slave is knowing on slaves. Doesn't mean he's a slave. It means in halachas of slaves, he's like a slave. And also we have to exclude documents, even though you can move a shtar, but it doesn't have any inherent value. We said, it's worthless. It's not even worth a pruta. Hegdesha. So what about Hegdesha? It only works. I don't have the pasuk. Re'eyu. Re'eyu v'loi Hegdesh. Okay. V'loi teshlim arba v'chamisha. And why not 4 or 5? My time out. Teshlim arba v'chamisha marachmona. Now, once you took out kefal, so what's left? If you're going to pay, let's say you steal an axe from Hegdesh and you shecht it, but you don't pay kefal. You want to pay, you want him to pay 4 and 5. There is no 4 and 5. Once you take out the kefal, now you're left with 3. And there's no 3 in the Torah. Arba v'chamisha marachmona, but teshlim v'shloish v'arba. This is a beautiful Or HaChaim in Parashas Mishpatim. He says, you know why a Shomer doesn't pay? Why doesn't a Shomer pay when it comes to Hegdash? He's not Nishba. He does it Shomer Chinam, Shomer Socher. He says, there's the famous Halacha, we just learned it like a few weeks ago, Ba'al Avima, that if the owner is doing something for you, while he asks you to watch it, while he even lends it to you as a shoyl, you're not chayav for anything. Because Baruch was imoy. Because Baruch was always with us. He's the owner. So if you're watching something for Hegdesh, there's ba'al of imoy at all times. He was doing you a favor. He gave you oxygen as you took upon yourself to watch it. So that's ba'al of imoy, and therefore you're potter. That's what the Or HaChaim says. Oh, and then you could say the famous joke from Reb Uri Zohar, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Mamish, who's a huge inspiration to me. Guy that he's on top of the world. He had the nicest house. I'll say this again. He told me he had the nicest house in Eretz Yisrael on the beach. That's what he said. I've never seen it, but he told me. Gorgeous mansion on the beach. I came about Tshuva, and when I went to visit him, he lived in a place that was so small I've never seen in my life. An apartment so small. I'm talking about there's no sink in the bathroom. There's no room in the bathroom for the sink. He had a tiny kitchen and he slept in the kitchen. It was a machzan. He gave his kid the apartment and he slept in the machzan with his wife. Says Rabbi Uri Zohar, I want to say it was maybe 100 square feet. Something crazy. It's like 10 feet by 10 by 10. Something crazy. I'm serious. So, says Rabbi Uri Zohar that there was, it's one of his famous jokes, that there was a cop that hated from people, and he was trying to catch these two guys on a motorcycle, and he wanted to give them a ticket. So he started following them, and the guys aren't doing anything. They're putting on their blinkers, they're stopping at the red lights, they're making a full stop at the stop sign. He's going crazy. He pulls them over. He says, you know, I've been following you for a very long time and you guys didn't do any infraction, nothing. What's going on here? So he says, because Hashem is with us. He says, oh, Hashem is with you. So it's 3 on a motorcycle. That's a ticket. And he wrote them a ticket for having 3. Okay. Says the Gemara. It's one of his jokes. He was a funny, funny person. How do we know? So we're going to do the same thing all over again. Mamish easy. A person gives to his friend klal. It means he gives him anything to watch. Kesef kelim. Oh, we're very specific. Only cash or vessels. Prat. That's the specification. Veguna mebeisayish. Chaz veklal. And it was stolen. Anything was stolen. So we have a generalization. Klal of prat uklal. Iatadon elkein of prat. So it has to be similar to the specification to the prat. Ma prat befoirosh. Dovar metat v'gufi mamoy. And I've called dovar metat v'gufi mamoy. Where are we holding? Wow. Geschmack. 40 minutes. Short chair today. I've called dovar metat v'gufi mamoy. Yotzu kakoy shenim metatalin. So this comes to exclude real estate that you can't carry. Yotzu habal mishuk shul kakoy. And slaves are similar to karka. Yotzu shtor shafa pishim metatalin. Even though you could carry a shtar, a gufi mamoy, they're not inherently valuable. Hekdeshis omar achma omar kro rei eyu. Now we do it all over again. How do you know that a person who's paid to watch something doesn't pay when it comes to hegdish and all these things? A person will give to his friend to watch. That's a klal. That's a generalization. Doesn't say what. Then it says very specific. Chamor yishor seh, a donkey, an ox. A sheep, prat, that's the specification. B'chol be'im alishmor, that's any type of animal to watch. Chozim call that's a generalization. Klal prat, klal yad, don elkeina prat. Ma prat, mefurish dover, metata v'gufim mamoin. Av kol dover, metata v'gufim mamoin. Yotze karkoi, she'enim metata. Yotze avadim, shukshu, l'karim karkoi. Yotze shtori, shavapi. Do I have to explain this, even though we said it twice? Okay. Just like the specification is something that you is movable, and it's inherent money, that comes to exclude real estate and slaves that are similar to real estate and documents, even though it says on it $10 million, but the actual document itself is worthless. Hegdeshois, Omar Kro, Rei Eyu, Veloishal Hegdesh, has to be your friend, not that of Hegdesh. Raboisai, Agutmoyed, have a wonderful day.